I'm Stephen Cook. William Jefferson Blythe III was born in 1946 in Hempstead County. His father died in a car crash while his mother was still pregnant with him. By the time William attended high school, he was known for two things, being a student leader and playing the saxophone. He opted for public service. It's the musical side of Bill Clinton on this week's Arkansongs. From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook with Arkansongs. William Jefferson Blythe III was born on August 19, 1946, in Hope in Hempstead County. His father was a traveling salesman who died in a car crash near Sykeston, Missouri, 3 months before his son was born. By the time the young man attended Hot Springs High School, he was best known among his peers for two things, being a student leader and playing saxophone in the school band. He later wrote in his autobiography that for a time he considered life as a professional musician, but instead opted for public service. After earning a degree from Georgetown, where he twice won election as class president, he studied at Oxford University in England as a Rhodes Scholar. In 1973, he earned a law degree at Yale, where he'd also meet his wife, Hillary Rodham. The Clintons then returned to Arkansas. He ran unsuccessfully for Congress and for State Attorney General before he won the race for governor in 1978 at age 32. He served five terms as Democratic governor of Arkansas between 1979 and 1992. In October 1991, he announced his candidacy for United States President. He struggled in the Iowa caucuses. With 5 weeks until the Democratic National Convention and with very little money, the campaign broke from the pack when on June 3, 1992, he appeared on the late-night Arsenio Hall show, wearing Ray-Ban sunglasses and playing his beloved saxophone. The sunglasses, which now sit in Little Rock's Clinton Presidential Library, belong to his campaign strategist, who says the established Sunday show crowd was aghast and appalled at the move. Others credit this TV appearance with getting notice from younger voters. It was the beginning of a new way of communicating with the public. Bill Clinton won the Democratic nomination and eventually the presidency. During the 1990s, the Clinton White House became a haven for music. He played in a brief White House jam session on the South Lawn commemorating the 40th anniversary of the Newport Jazz Festival. And during a 1994 visit to the Czech Republic, only a week after his mother, Virginia Kelly, died, Clinton accompanied the Czech president to a jazz club in Prague. The Czech president called Clinton to the stage and presented him with a gift.
Mr. President, my dear guest, I have something for your collection. It is Czech-made product.
A Czech-made saxophone. Clinton strapped on the instrument and began playing. ¶¶ Clinton remained an ardent music fan, especially jazz. In November 2014, Quincy Jones and Herbie Hancock presented Clinton with the Thelonious Monk Institute of Jazz's Honorary Founders Award for his decades of musical advocacy and praised him for showcasing jazz at the White House during his presidency. The former Hot Springs Three Kings Jazz Trio saxophone player quipped that most of the young people learning music at the Institute won't be jazz musicians, but that sometimes frustrated musicians, quote, wind up with another life that works out pretty well. With an all-star band of dozens, led by Wynton Marsalis and including trumpet player Clark Terry of Pine Bluff and singer Bobby McFerrin, son of Robert McFerrin of Marianna, is Bill Clinton soloing with his saxophone, along with vocalist Joe Williams on Every Day I Have the Blues.
Every day.
Every Day I Have the Blues, with a sax solo from Arkansas-er Bill Clinton, recorded on the south lawn of the Clinton White House on June 18, 1993. It's another song of Arkansas. From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook, with Arkansongs.
Arkansongs is a production of Experiment Station Studios. Producer is Keith Merks. Arkansongs, since 1998.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com. Our associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Kim Schneider from Michigan, Elaine Masters in San Diego, Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon, and Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansongs on NPR affiliate KUAR.
Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided in part by the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. People often associate the Society of St. Vincent de Paul with thrift stores. Donations like clothing, your gently used couch, or still serviceable washing machine generate funds to assist the Society in putting food on the table for people in need, or keeping the lights on and families in their homes. To find a St. Vincent de Paul thrift store in your area, visit svdpusa.org. Once again, svdpusa.org. And whether you're shopping for new or used items, donating them, or volunteering, you're helping the Society of St. Vincent de Paul help others.